A wild one between the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx. D.D. Gregorius returning to the lineup. First game of the year for New York. Fifth inning, 4-0 O's looking for more. Manny Machado facing C.C. Sabathia.
High fly ball, deep center. Turning and looking is Ellsbury. See ya! Oh, what a shot by Machado! And it is 5-0 O's. He put that out of sight. Judge knows the feeling. 470 feet.
Yep, that's about 470.
That one's drilled deep to left. There it goes. See ya. Grand slam. That's into the bleachers in left field. And it is 9-1 O's. A no doubt about it. 3-2. Drill deep to center field. That ball is into Monument Park. See ya. A two-run home run for Judge. And the Yankees are not done yet. It's 9-4 Orioles. Judge's second home run of the night. That one is drilled deep to right field. There it goes. See ya. A grand slam for Ellsbury. The first of his career. And the Yankees are back in it. The Orioles lead 11-8. Not only his first grand slam, but his 100th career home run. Two hits tonight. That one is drilled deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. A tie game. The Yankees have come all the way back. It's 11-11 in the bottom of the ninth.
And this swing, you can do it, put your back into it. I mean, talk about a one-knee swing, Reggie Jackson style.
And the pitch. Fly ball, deep center. Jones back, still back, looking up. See ya! They've done it! They've come all the way back! A three-run home run for Holiday! And the Yankees win in an improbable game by a score of 14-11. Oh my, a Bronx bomber night. Usually, you celebrate a Holiday. Now Holiday celebrates this.
The Yankees with a dramatic comeback as they trailed 9-1 at one point. Manager Joe Girardi spoke about the stirring victory.
We're down 9-1, and then we were down 11-4, and our guys just, you know, it's this group is resilient. They never quit. We have the ability to hit the ball in the ballpark. And that's what we did. And you had a bunch of big hits along the way. It's hard to describe. I know that this group is capable of scoring runs in bunches. You know, their bullpen has been very good this year. And, you know, they haven't had too many hiccups in their bullpen, you know, very similar to ours. But, again, we just kind of, you know, clawed and scratched. And I thought Judge's second home run kind of gave us a feeling, here we go. That got us to 9-4, and it just kind of triggered something. I said in spring training, our guys were hitting balls, and they were going a long ways. And it's continued. He made some mistakes tonight, and, you know, I didn't think he had his good cutter, but I thought everything else was pretty good, and he made some mistakes. And just, you know, when he went out the first couple innings, I'm thinking, man, he's got really good stuff tonight. But he just, you know, seemed to get in trouble. I think he gave up an infield hit or a walk, and then Jones got a hit or he walked him, and then Machado kind of changed, you know, the game a little bit. But again, I thought his stuff was good tonight. You know, Didi made some really good plays, so great to have him back, and great win for us.
Matt Holliday with his 10th career walk-off hit, his first career walk-off homer since 2009. He talked about his heroics afterwards.
Well, I thought I got it good enough, but I got a little nervous with Adam Jones out there, but just enough to get over the fence and a huge win for us. Yeah, I wanted to be aggressive with him. I figured it'd be out over the plate, and I was going to try to drive the ball opposite field. Yeah, we just kept going. Kept scoring, chipping away. Ellsbury's huge grand slam got us back in the game, and we just kept fighting. We felt real good about our chances. Obviously, when you come back and tie the game at home and a big home run like that, you feel real good about your chances.
Aaron Judge with a two-homer effort and the Yankees' tremendous come-from-behind win. He talked to the media after the game.
I think it's just a veteran squad we got on this team, you know. I've learned a lot just watching them, you know, how they prepare for the games, how they handle themselves during the game. You know, we just kind of fed off Headley and Castro and Holiday, man. The bats they were having tonight was pretty amazing and fun to watch.
Starlin Castro tied up the game with a two-run homer in the ninth. He spoke about their dramatic win.
Like I said, I go out there to try to, a little by little, you know. I don't go out there to try to hit a homer to tie the game right away. I just, when we scored that run, we really close. I think it to tie the game, and the, I just go out there to play and looking for something that I can try.
Up next, the Yankees try and keep it rolling on Saturday. Michael Pineda on the hill up against Ubaldo Jimenez.